the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, I'm sure that most of you saw this when it came out, but in mid-August, an article was published in the Atlantic magazine, a very liberal, left-leaning magazine, that was trying to say that the rosary is a symbol of far-right violent extremism. And my initial reaction to this was, well, I had a couple of reactions. One of them was, you know, just disbelief, but like kind of on the humorous side, like, wow, they just are so off base, it's ridiculous. But my other reaction is, this is an attack on the faith. This is an attack on Catholics. This is a form of persecution. And it's nothing new. You know, even in the history of our country, there's been a lot of attacks on Catholics, verbally or otherwise, seeing them as a threat to the country. As we know that when the Catholic Irish immigrants came to this country, so often there were signs along the lines of, the Irish need not apply. Again, a form of persecution. So I want to comment on this, this article, and I will admit I did not read the entire thing, but I do have a commentary on it that I think encapsulates it pretty well, and or addresses it pretty well. But you can see a very strong anti-Catholic bias. As a matter of fact, the initial graphic that was included on the internet version of this article showed the rosary portrayed as bullet holes. And the message was clear that if you make use of the rosary, you are one of these extremists that would be willing to commit violence. And nothing could be further from the truth. Because the rosary teaches us and obtains graces for us to keep the commandments of God. Unlike this author's very strong bias, he should know that those who pray the rosary are going to be the most honorable citizens of a country. The rosary, we pray for the grace to keep the Ten Commandments. And the fifth commandment says, thou shalt not kill. So it is bizarre, ridiculous, extremist on his part to say that somehow there's a causal connection here. Those who pray the rosary are going to be among the best citizens of all. So, just a very, very, this is ridiculous, really. It's bizarre. Now, one point that he makes that I think is worth commenting on is that he alludes to the fact that sometimes he's seen rosaries sold in devotional outlets as kind of in the military format. You know, the beads are bullets or something like that. And I would say, yes, I would agree that the rosary should not be presented in this way. The rosary is a holy thing. And yes, it does represent spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. But you see, he's, in this, by the way, the author, in case you wanted to know, Daniel Panitin, he's saying that because Catholics see this as spiritual warfare, therefore they're going to go and commit violent acts. Again, a very illogical, bizarre, gratuitous, and unfounded accusation. But yes, I don't think it's proper to make the rosary into some kind of a militaristic, physically militaristic format. By and large, rosaries are made in the right way. Most of them that I've seen. But it is not a toy. It's not supposed to be a symbol of physical warfare. And by the way, while I'm thinking about this, I think we have to even be cautious about presenting the rosary to the very young children or babies who don't know what it is, and it ends up becoming a chew toy for them. I think we need to avoid that out of reverence for the rosary, because it is an amazing, and I'm going to talk, you've often heard me talk, I will continue to talk about how wonderful, how necessary, and how full of great, how obtaining of graces the Holy Rosary is. But I also felt the need today to comment on this attack on our Catholic faith. And I think I've made my point pretty clear that the man is simply revealing his anti-Catholic bias, and so is that magazine, that it would allow such an article to link the Holy Rosary with sinful extremism or anything sinful. People, of course, have the right to defend themselves, but that's not extremism. That is basic, fundamental human rights. So I'm just going to read a couple of comments that were written about this article. And these are from various commentators. I don't think it's necessary to mention the names. The politically elite core and left liberal media hate Western civilization, and they mean to topple every natural and supernatural sign on it. They must tie the rosary to something, or extremism, to something which is theologically central to the civilization they feel most threatens their progressive ziggurat. Another comment. He says, the author fails to understand that the notion of spiritual combat has been with the church from time immemorial. Recall that the traditional view of confirmation is that it makes one a soldier of Christ. So yes, we absolutely admit that we are in a spiritual battle, but that doesn't, you don't commit the logical fallacy of jumping to say, well, that means necessarily that you're going to be out there fighting with weapons. No, the church doesn't teach that. The church teaches the spiritual struggle that we have to be successful in. Another comment, the problem is that the Atlantic does not seem to understand what metaphor means. In no way, no wise does the notion of rosary as combat imply physical violence. As a matter of fact, to show the bizarreness of this article, you know, people mounted humorous signs saying, caution, the image below contains rosaries. So anyway, I'm not overly concerned about this. As I said, there have been anti-Catholic, anti-God bias. It's obviously showing itself there now. But if anything, this should make us pray our Holy Rosaries with greater zeal and fervor than ever. As I said, and I probably the third or fourth time, those who pray the rosary are among the best citizens of a country, because it obtains so many graces. This, you know, when somebody looks at the rosary without faith, they're going to completely misinterpret it. And again, the evidence is there. So there is that prophecy from the Middle Ages that one day through the rosary and the scapular, the world will be saved. Can you remember, can you recall that being said of any other two sacramentals? I know that's not defined church teaching, but I believe in that prophecy, and I believe that you believe in that prophecy, which goes to show how great an effect it has on people. And those two sacramentals, the Holy Rosary and the Holy Scapular, have been particularly shown to be effective. Our daily rosary, I like to even say that it's like part of our daily tithe to God. As you know, tithe is taught by the Bible, giving God 10% of our resources. That's why we take up that church collection. You tithe through everything you give and volunteer for in your parish. But it is giving it to God, of course. But I see the rosary as a daily tithe, making sure that we're giving a specific part of our day and doing nothing else. That part is being given to God, to our Blessed Mother. Father Patrick Peyton, what a wonderful crusade he had going in the 40s, 50s, and even in the 60s. Of praying the Rosary Crusade of Father Patrick Peyton. And what he said is so true. That's why it's in the bulletin every single week. The family that prays together stays together. In other words, they resolve issues and problems in ways they never would otherwise. They also are blessed with so many other graces. We need to pray that rosary together as a family. One of the reasons why we took the rosary out of the school schedule, we were, you know, some days the children would go to mass, and on other days pray the rosary. And since we are creatures of habit, it was so important to establish that, or to help solidify that habit of praying the rosary daily as a family. And so often children would say, well, we already prayed our rosary today in school, so then the family rosary wouldn't happen. Or at least there's a real likelihood there. So again, we urge everyone, pray the rosary daily. It is so powerful. There's many stories I could tell. I want to end with one quick story about the rosary, and this is something I witnessed firsthand. When I was a young priest, I was sent to New Zealand on a three-week mass circuit, and this meant, and Reverend Mother Mary Agnes was Sister Mary Agnes at the time. She and another, my own sister, Sister Mary Jacinta, they were the two nuns, and we went for a good part of 2 weeks throughout the North Island. And you know, you have to bring the mass kit along, and you set up for it. Then there's rosary and confessions before mass. And I also went to the South Island to a couple of locations for there also. But anyway, in one of the places where we were, mass was being set up for, I noticed a man devoutly leading the rosary before mass. And these were not big groups of people, just, you know, small groups that were coming to the traditional mass and availing themselves of the sacrament. And I asked afterwards, who is that man? And I think it's okay to even give you his name. I was told, well, that's Jeff Dale. And I was struck by how he was really putting effort in leading that rosary. And I was shocked to find out later that he wasn't a Catholic. And nevertheless, he's there at coming to the Mass, leading the rosary, leading, and he made a habit of leading the rosary apparently every day in his home. Not even being a Catholic, and yet showing that leadership which fathers have to show in the family. And I remember I went to New Zealand twice more after that, like a year or two, well, 3 years later, 2 years later, and then again another 2 years later, just happened to be my assignment. And I remember him driving me to the airport one time, and so I thought, well, this is a good time to ask him. So I hazarded my question, so Jeff, why aren't you a Catholic? And he either stopped the car or he had already stopped, and he looked at me and very intensely told me, you know why? Because I don't believe. This is the man that's leading the rosary. Well, later on, I received a very welcome email saying, Father Casper, just wanted to let you know that Jeff was admitted into the Catholic faith, became a full-fledged Catholic, he converted. So, you see what the rosary will do, did for this man and for his family, and the rosary will do that and so much more. Let's not forget that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.